I'm Ali Tayebi. I'm head of DB risk in the UK, and I've been with Mercer for 22 years. Really, for DB pension schemes, the big issue at the moment is balancing that need to manage the risk as well as manage the cost to the employer. Everybody needs to be much more active around managing this challenge than, you know, historically there's been a need to be. So the three big elements of that. Well, firstly, it's about setting a very clear objective, and one which is ideally shared between the company sponsoring the pension scheme and the trustees as to where they want to get to, how they think reasonably they can get there in terms of timelines for potential de-risking, and what kind of contributions or money would be available from the employer over that period. Secondly, it's about preparation, because a lot of the actions that the schemes can take and need to take in order to manage their cost and risk in a hand-to-hand way do require advanced preparation, the ability to act quickly if the opportunity actually comes up. And the third thing is training. Because again, I think to manage this challenge effectively does require use of more sophisticated techniques, and maybe solutions which haven't been around for that long, but are now becoming more commonplace, but pension scheme trustees or employers might not be fully familiar with them. So actually getting themselves into a state where they are comfortable that these solutions will work for them. The size of the pension commitments has been getting steadily bigger. We did some work where we looked back over the last 10 years, and over that period, you could see that the size of pension schemes had significantly outpaced the growth in the size of the employers. So that means pension schemes are a much bigger issue to the employer, both in terms of the risk they create and the issues they create for pension scheme trustees. So that has kind of driven a desire to manage the risks associated with that. So there has been an increasing focus on understanding the risks better and finding solutions to deal with them. In a way which, addresses the risk, but doesn't put an undue level of burden on the employer. Nobody wants risk, but if they can avoid it. But actually, getting rid of risk costs money, and you know that money from the employer could be used in different ways. And actually, if that is invested for the growth of the business, then that is ultimately of comfort to the trustees as well, because you've got a stronger employer who is then perhaps able to back any risks with the pension scheme in a better way. So, you know, that has improved the covenant. So that getting that balance right is absolutely critical. People can do this now in a more granular way, so they can take off little bits of risk, still substantial items, but do it on a stage by stage basis. So, you know, they don't have to kind of solve the whole of the problem entirely. They can make inroads into the risk, and you know, some of the options would be like reducing a particular type of risk, the longevity risk. So longevity hedging, for example, has become more common, or being able to buy in a certain proportion of the liability. So rather than address the whole scheme, you begin to make inroads into a small proportion. There'll be more sophisticated solutions around investment strategy. So again, being able to pick off particular elements of the risk. So do it in if you like, bite-sized chunks. I think Mercer can offer a range of things to companies and pension scheme trustees who are looking to manage their risk. We've got a variety of solutions that are available in the marketplace for managing pension risk. So to name a few, longevity, hedging, buy-ins, a variety of things that can be done around investment strategy. We've got a range of experts who specialize in dealing with some of those. So I think we can really bring the best thinking to clients in all of those areas. Mercer was pretty much the first to offer a really kind of robust method of dynamically de-risking through our MDDS solution, which is where you know, pension scheme trustees can respond very quickly to changes in market conditions to then enable them to change their investment strategy. The most rewarding part of my job is where the client actually feels, you know, they've met their objectives. You know, obviously putting in place big solutions, big deals, and actually making that happen in practice, and a project which can take 6 to 8 months, and the client feels very happy that it's successful and it's delivered what they want and it's delivered it at a cost and it's achieved their objectives, is really something that keeps me going.